AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Vice President Kamala Harris says former Secretary of State Colin Powell broke barriers with grace.
What an extraordinary public servant, American patriot.
Colin Powell's death from coronavirus complications, despite being fully vaccinated, shows the continued risk until people are fully vaccinated. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Powell had been treated for multiple myeloma, a blood cancer that hurts the body's ability to fight infections. People with weakened immune systems from illnesses like cancer don't always get the same level of protection from vaccinations as healthier people. Age also plays a role, with the CDC tracking dips in protection among older Americans who were among the first vaccinated. Powell was 84, and it's unclear whether he'd received a COVID-19 vaccine booster. Experts are again stressing widespread vaccination is the key to helping protect the nation's most vulnerable. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Supreme Court is being asked by the Biden administration to block Texas's new law that bans most abortions. The administration wants to wait until the issue makes it through the courts. American officials are working with Haitian authorities to try to secure the release of 12 adults and 5 children connected with an Ohio-based mission. They were abducted over the weekend. Terza Rarick is with Christian Aid Ministry.
It is our prayer on their behalf that they would turn from their evil ways and that they would come to the God that we worship, the God, the one God, and that they would receive forgiveness for the evil things they've done and be changed.
The Biden administration says it will allow a Guantanamo Bay detainee to provide information to Polish officials about his torture in CIA custody following the 9/11 attacks. It was in a letter filed with the Supreme Court. This is AP News. Today would have been Chuck Berry's 95th birthday. The AP's Margie Zaraletta reports Dual Tone Records is celebrating with the announcement of a new Chuck Berry live album.
Chuck Berry doing rock classics, or what he simply called Chuck Berry songs, like Carol, Rock and Roll Music, and Johnny B. Good, will be featured on the Live from Blueberry Hill album out December 17th. The performances were recorded between July 2005 and January 2006 at Blueberry Hill Cafe in St. Louis. Berry loved that stage so much he played it 209 times in 17 years. Berry's backing band included his daughter Ingrid on harmonica and his son Charles Berry Jr. on guitar. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
In Israel, about 300 male and female volunteers stripped naked and donned white body paint for an artistic installation meant to draw attention to the shrinking Dead Sea for American photographer Spencer Tunick. The shoot was promoted by Israel's tourism ministry. Ed Donahue, AP News.